Om Shanti. Today's topic is burning mind. The actual meaning of burning mind is what I thought is anxious mind or restless mind. Suppose some problem comes in our life. We go on thinking about it because mind produces desires and emotions. Something you want to possess, something you want to achieve, whether it is negative or positive. So because mind produces desires and emotions, we can say we have burning desire to achieve that. We have a burning desire to possess that. Suppose we see some things, you know, gross materials, some car, some object. It comes to our mind that I have to possess this. And we become restless in our life to achieve that, to possess that, to get that thing in our life. In this process, whether we want it or not, when we see some other people having possess that, they have that thing in their life, I would like to have that thing in my life. So I have got a burning desire, then mind becomes restless. So if you take in Laukik life, that burning desire is always putting them in active life to achieve that. He puts all his energy and the money to get that thing in his life. So we spend all our time and everything to get that thing in our life, and also we become very busy in our life. So in a way, if you take a Laukik life, that's good. He wants to have that thing in his life, and he's trying in all the methods to get that, to achieve that. But if you take in a Brahmin life, then burning desire becomes very positive. So burning desire is very good. Suppose you want to achieve some stage in your life, spiritual stage, there is a burning desire. But there is also Maya in Brahmin life also, that we go for sometimes grossy things. So always we compare with others. So in this congregation of Brahmins, there is a subtle Maya to get that thing done by hook or crook. So it becomes negative. Burning desire is necessary to achieve some spiritual stage or to become Vapsaman or equal to the Father. This is very good. But mostly burning desires are negative. But if you take in a positive way, we'll be able to achieve something in our life and help others to achieve the same thing in others' life also. What I thought about burning desire is, Suppose if we see someone going very forward in his life, I also get that thought, I should also achieve, I should also reach to that stage. Then there is a burning desire, whether it is in a laukic life or in alaukic life. Sometimes burning desires may be negative in alaukic life also. So always when you think positive, for example, somebody is praised, somebody is put on a very high stage, somebody is possessing some grossy things, he may be using for spiritual purposes, spiritual seva, spiritual service, but I also feel that I should also have those things, and then only I can do the service. So this becomes very negative in Brahmin life, because our burning desire is only to become equal to the Father, nothing else. So instead of going very subtly, I see, if I got a car, I can do more service. I can take the VIPs in my car and impress them. I can show them around. So just to impress the people, very grossly it is okay that I have to do service. If I have got car and then I can do service, okay. But when you go very subtly, it is only to impress myself that I am something in this yajna. So we have to study very deeply on our own mind, whether this service, whether this desire is going to take me to the highest stage, or it is going to bring me down in my stage. So suppose somebody is very good in this yajna. I got a burning desire to become like him. But the negative part of it, sometimes what we do is, we would like to move with him, we would like to eat with him, we would like to roam with him, all these things will come. So if I am in his company or in her company, that I will be able to achieve my goal. So this is a very subtle position, subtle connection that we make to make stage. Appreciation of others who are doing good service, it's okay. But to always to move with him or eat with him, that becomes very subtle dependency. So we have to be very careful when we have a burning desire in Brahmin life. So it is very, very subtle. Suppose somebody gives his own experiences, when they speak of experiences in Brahmin life or spiritual stage, very subtly we are attached to that person. Suppose somebody is having very good experiences in Brahmin life. Say, this brother is very good. He has got so many experiences. We try to subtly connect with him. Say, if I stay with him, if I move with him, I will also be able to get that stage. I will also be able to experience. If I follow him, whatever he is doing every day, he is sitting in this Baba's room, I will also sit in this Baba's room. If, yes, some brothers and sisters sitting there, I would like to sit by the side of that person. So vibrations I get. So it becomes dependency. So we have to be very careful where whether we are subtly connected and we are not able to reach that stage. There is a burning desire, the process may be wrong. So we have to be very careful in Brahmin life. Burning desires and emotions. Emotions are more dangerous. We are emotionally attached. So, I've seen in my own life, I was very much emotionally attached to many persons in my childhood days of spirituality. I should listen to this class only. If I miss this class, so I'm sad. I'm not in moods. Like that, I was like that in my childhood days of Brahmin life. And later on, there was maturity that I have to work on myself. So it becomes very dependency, burning desires sometimes very becomes dependency, and we lose the actual effort making in my life, in our life. So what I was not very much prepared, I was not knowing today it is my topic, but what I thought is, we have to work more on emotions. That emotions is very, very subtle, and we are all connected very subtly with emotions with many people. And we have to work, and this burning desire may, you know, put us down at any moment of our life. Because we are dependent, a burning desire to be Madhuban Nivasi, burning desire to be in Madhuban. So whatever may be the circumstances, whatever difficulties we go through, I want to stay here. You can stay anywhere, you can do Purusharth, but you, after going through many difficulties, you want to stay here. Your health is not good, I want to stay here. Or you go to some other place, you can do Purusharth there also. So many people, they come to Madhuban with a burning desire to stay here. So everyone is very, you know, like swans, holy swans here. Holy swans here. So I will also achieve that stage if I stay here. But there are lot of services which are going outside. That you will be helpful, your talents are used there. You can go there, and because Baba has said, if you are have an unlimited disinterest, and if you are very sweet, if you are very madhur, these are the two qualifications required for to become a Madhuban Nivasi. Unlimited disinterest and sweetness in your dealings. So you can be Madhuban Nivasi anywhere. It is not that if you stay in Madhuban, you are a Madhuban Nivasi. So Baba's definition of Madhuban Nivasi is entirely different. So I have seen so many people, they come to Madhuban, they go through lot of difficulties. And in family life also, in the Laukik life also, and they are neither here nor there. They come with so much burning desire. So they lose both sides. So it is not for some people, it is very difficult to go back, and it is very difficult to stay here. So many brothers and sisters, it has happened like this, because they are burning desire to stay here. That burning desire to make stay, it is not there. So these are some of the practical things I have seen in my life. So burning desire should be there. Burning desire is only to become equal to the Father. Nothing else. Wherever you are, whether here, whether on the other corner of the world, you are still connected, certainly very connected with Baba. So, we think this is a very comfortable zone, Madhuban, and we are lost in our aim and object of our life. So, the sincere advice or sincere suggestion is there, that you be anywhere in this world with the thought of Madhurata and Vairagya, unlimited disinterest and sweetness in your dealings. Om Shanti.